The Tennis Tasmania Awards were held last weekend, and the Coast did pretty well, actually. The Devonport Tennis Club was named the most outstanding club of the season, of the year. The president, David Johnson, who joins me now. Good morning, David, and congratulations.
Good morning, and thank you very much on behalf of the club.
Yeah, and a good field too, up against some well-known clubs. I've got to say Port Sorell was also in the top five clubs, so the Northwest Coast did very well, but you must be extremely proud.
Yes, especially when we had like Domain as one of the finalists as well, so I thought that was good for the club, so we're very pleased. We won it back in 2017, 5 years ago, so it was good to win again.
So what do you think got you over the line this year? What's so special that makes Devonport the best club in Tasmania?
I just think the tennis we're offering to the public. We've increased our members as well a lot, so we've sort of gone from 125 members to about 160, and we've increased our young children in all the different coaching programs, and Pip Martin's been doing a tremendous job there, and we've now got 80 kids under her doing various coaching programs.
Yeah, I've spoken to Pip actually on the program a number of occasions before. She runs some school holiday camps and things like that as well, and I think they're pretty well full up every time, aren't they?
They are, yeah, which is really good. Yeah, so it's encouraging to see. Yeah. And we're getting a lot of young mothers coming and doing cardio, tennis and all that sort of stuff. So it's just a lot of activity sort of happening, which is really good.
Do you find with the junior clinics that it's equating to the kids joining up and becoming members down the track?
That's the aim, yeah. And also then they also draw the parents in as well. You know, so we've had a few that haven't sort of played before and then they end up joining in on our social rosters and all that sort of stuff. So it works well when you don't have to. We obviously like members, but you don't have to be a member. You can play as a non-member. And because we've got book a court system, you can just book online in 5 minutes, you've got a court. So, and you can play in all our rosters we offer as well. So, yeah, it works well.
And I've got to mention too, Ollie Yaxley was named Para Tennis Player of the Year, and he's from Devonport, and he's been involved with one of Pip's junior programs as well.
That's correct. So that was really good for him to win the encouragement award for the finalist at the awards tonight on Saturday night. So, yeah, really good for him, and also congrats for Pip for coaching him.
Yeah, yeah. And she was also a finalist for Coach of the Year as well, I believe.
That's right, yeah. She was finalist. It didn't win it, but it was pretty stiff competition there, so she did well.
Yeah, well, to be named a finalist, I think, is an honour in any case. So you mentioned hiring a court and things like that, and not everyone wants to play competition tennis, so there's plenty of opportunities for social tennis at the club?
That's correct, yeah. So we've got a lot of rosters. We have a full social roster that goes over the summer, starts shortly, actually, and that runs right through to March, so that's a Thursday night roster. And we have other social activity as well. And like I said, you don't actually have to be a member. And so you can still play as well. So, or you can just casually book the court through Book a Court. So it's a win-win. Obviously, we're trying to increase our membership drive, and definitely bring the children and parents through. So it's been our aim to sort of increase our base.
Do you find every year after the Australian Open and after Wimbledon that you have an increase in interest of people wanting to come along and have a crack?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yep, for sure. And we run a lot of stuff between on the coast as well, between the other clubs, so we have a good rivalry going there, a very pleasant rivalry. So we have a Burnie Devonport Challenger every year, and usually there's 80 people or so playing that, so that's quite a good an event. And we also help represent the Norwest side when we play Launceston, so we have a competition there once a year against the Northern Club as well. So, plus our normal championships, you know, singles and doubles, and we have tiebreak 10 competitions, plus all the various junior tournaments we run as well. So, yeah, it's a fair bit happening.
Yeah, and I know you have a modified version for kids. Is it Hot Shots, is that what it's called?
That's right, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So did you find, we're seeing with 2020 cricket and other games like that, they're looking for a shorter format. Has there been something happening in the tennis world along those lines, or is it the traditional type of tennis we're used to?
Yeah, we're mainly still the traditional, but there is other lines. Yeah, we have done some other ones where you have a shorter court and do it as well. So we are offering that as well. So, but most of the, I call the hardcore players, like playing the traditional tennis.
Well, it's been around for a couple hundred years and it hasn't changed much, really. So, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, but we have a few different formats which are shorter. It's called a tiebreak 10, and a lot of people like that. So it's really short points, so you play to 10 points and rerun that as well, and that's a good little format. So we get a lot of different formats, so but tried and tested is most people do like playing a full set, like our, we have a Tuesday and a Friday night regular hit, where we have a doubles quadrant on a Tuesday night, and you play three sets, and then on the Friday night we have singles and doubles, and you only play first to nine, and that's been going on forever. So Grey Hill is our operator still, and he runs all our rosters and runs all our functions at the club, so it's ticking over very well as usual. And he brought Pip in last year, and now Pip's our head coach.
I started in the media back in 1985, and back then they told me, if you want to know anything about tennis in Devonport, Grey Hill is the man to contact. He's still there.
He's still there. Knows everyone in town, as you know, so it's really good. So we have a very social club. Everyone's welcome. So we have a lot of people that come down and have a drink, and like I said, you don't have to be a member. You can just come down and have a chat, have a coffee or a beer or whatever.
Yeah, so, you've got to mention, too, I mean, the facilities there are quite good. You've got, as you say, you've got all those social facilities. You've got, I don't know how many courts now, but recently had some lighting upgrades done as well. So it's all going ahead, isn't it?
Yeah, we've basically rebuilt it over the last 10 years, and that's we've got 11 courts, and we've got 5 courts under lights, and we've completely rebuilt the whole tennis club. So we've resurfaced, we've put new fences around, new lights, and we probably spent $150,000 upgrading the tennis club room. So that's all got handicap facilities and disabled access, and quite a good, so it's good now.
And not surprising then that you won Outstanding Club of the Year after you tell me all of that, David. Congratulations once again, and thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you on behalf of the club. Thank you very much.